Hey everybody, it's Lindley Oz. You know, so many people are going through things, trials, tribulations, suffering. It just seems unending. Maybe you feel like God is ignoring you. Maybe you feel like He doesn't care. Maybe you can't even find the answers to your problems in the Bible and you just feel hopeless, like giving up. I want to tell you that you're not alone. I get numerous messages and emails from people, phone calls, telling me how they're going through some sort of a situation, whether it be a health problem, a financial problem, a relationship problem, and it just seems endless. People feel like they're bombarded with negativity. It almost feels like you're in a basement of an old house, and the whole house is just collapsing on you, and there's no way to save yourself. You feel trapped. Some days I feel like I take a step forward and then two steps backwards. No matter how hard you try or what you seem to do, suddenly there's something new happening. Like you get through one problem and suddenly there's another problem. I remember years ago, and I don't remember exactly what year it was, but I seem to think it was like 2011 or 2012. It was one of those nights I was all by myself. I was up late and I was just doing some deep thinking and talking to God. And I know it was Him in my heart. He told me there would come a day when His people would not feel His presence and that they would think that He had abandoned them. And He said that when this day comes, I need you to tell them I'm actually closer than ever. It's like a bad cell phone signal. You know, when one person can't hear the other person, but the person's really still there because of interference, spiritual interference, wickedness, you know. But He was like, when that day comes, I need you to tell my people I'm actually closer than ever. Even though they're going to feel abandoned or as if they've been forgotten. Of course, again, this is like back in 2011 or 2012. And I'm thinking, well, how am I going to tell people this? Am I going to write it in letters, mail it to churches? I don't even believe I had the internet at the time. So it had to be like 2011, because that's right around the time I ended up getting, you know, back on the internet because I hadn't been on in years. So I had no idea how I would tell anybody this, but that kind of popped in my head just the other day because I was thinking about how God, you know, I just like, it's like, I don't feel you, like I don't feel your presence like I used to or anything like that. I mean, and I'm not the only one feeling that way. I've talked to numerous other people. It's like this feeling of darkness, heaviness, weightedness, despair, darkness. It's just everywhere. And so many people are feeling it. So I suppose I need to go ahead and tell you, as I promised I would back then, God is closer to you than ever. Even though He feels the furthest away than ever, He's closer to you than ever. And let me explain that to you. Jesus is with us here at the end, and He comes with His sword to separate the ways of the flesh within us. He is here dividing our hearts, cutting away our flesh nature, consecrating us for His purpose so that we can finally be whole and complete and perfect in Him. It's called circumcision of the heart, my friends. Circumcision of the heart. Painful, but necessary. And it's because God loves us so much. God cares more about our eternal person, okay? Because that's who's going to either spend eternity with Him or not. And if suffering in this very temporary, short life that we live here on this earth brings us closer to Him so that we can spend eternity with Him, then my friends, it's all worth it in the end. And you see, we are at the very, very, very end of things, and we're running out of time. And that's why there's so much despair, so much trial, so much tribulation, so much pain, so much heartache and sorrow among God's people. Because God is trying to rid us of ourselves. He wants rid of the flesh. The Bible clearly states, "No flesh shall enter the kingdom of heaven." No flesh shall enter the kingdom of heaven. So if you're suffering and going through something and you just feel at the end of your rope, I mean, you're at your wit's end with everything. You don't even know what to do. You find yourself thinking about negative things. You find yourself crying. You find yourself feeling hopeless and helpless. Please know that God has not abandoned you. He is closer to you than ever before. And think about this. God loves His Son, Yeshua Jesus Christ, very, very much. But God allowed Yeshua Jesus to suffer on the cross immensely because God had a plan and a purpose. So God has a plan in the midst of our suffering and a purpose, a very important purpose. And it's not at all because God does not love you, because He loves you very much. So I just wanted to offer those words of encouragement and explanation to you, because so many of us are going through so many things right now, as I've said over and over now in this podcast. We are. And for some of us, we just feel like giving up. We lose hope every day. We feel like we're running in an impossible race. We just wake up thinking, oh, it's just another day, and go to bed depressed. We have things that are just really hurting us in our heart, emotions, things that make us sad, and just all sorts of things. But we need to realize those things are of our flesh. They're not going to be forever. And we need to be Christ-minded. Christ-minded, meaning we believe and obey in our Lord. We believe and trust Him in the midst of every trial and every tribulation that we go through. God is there. God does have a reason, and God will surely see us through. But His perfect plan, not ours, His perfect plan will be accomplished. Now, I know so many of you out there have always heard that faith is getting what you want, because that's what the majority of the church teaches today. But the real definition, and I know I keep telling you guys this, of faith is obedience, fidelity, and trust. So faith is not necessarily getting what you want. Faith is when you don't get what you want and you still trust in God completely, without a doubt, for not your perfect plan, but for His perfect plan to be fulfilled. And here's what true humility is. Even if that perfect plan in the end doesn't necessarily benefit you, maybe it's going to benefit somebody else. Look at His perfect plan with Jesus. Did that benefit Jesus at the time He was going through the suffering, having His back filleted open, being hung on the cross to die, having big, huge nails drilled through His hands and feet, suffocating to death? I mean, just all of the horrendous things Jesus Christ Yeshua went through. What Jesus Christ Yeshua did benefited millions and millions and millions, I don't even have a number to give on that, of people. But it didn't necessarily benefit Yeshua Jesus when He was in His body of flesh. And that's hard. You know, to think about suffering that we go through, especially for people who don't even care about us, that is what Jesus Christ, Yeshua, did, and that was God's perfect plan. Hey, if this message has blessed you, please consider supporting me. The information's all over my website here at truthhuntersshow.com. You can PayPal me, Venmo, or snail mail. That's Lindley Yaz, P.O. Box 727, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. Again, Lindley Yaz, P.O. Box 727, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. The information's all over my website, everywhere. So I'll even put it here on this post on my website. And by the way, don't forget to subscribe to my website, truthhuntershow.com. Because of the gross censorship and shadow banning that I am enduring on social media, if you subscribe to my website, you will receive an update in your email every time I make a post. That way you will be sure to get every video notification. So please, please, please make sure you subscribe. I don't send out spam or junk. We don't have any advertisements other than our own personal things that we put on there. We don't have Google ads or anything like that on the website. So make sure you come out and visit me, truthhuntershow.com, and subscribe. Give a like on some of those articles, share them, whatever. We've got podcasts. I've got Doug Diamond on there. He has his news podcast and his stuff he's doing. So would love to have you. God bless all of you. Love you so much. Thank you to those of you who are faithfully standing by me through these difficult times, trying to help me and to support me in what I'm doing. I genuinely appreciate it. And God is going to bless you greatly because you are helping me to reach people with the true message of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And you're helping me wake up the sleeping church. You're helping me win the completely lost who've never heard about Jesus. So God bless you and thank you so much. Let's all pray for each other. Pray for me. Pray for what I'm doing. Pray for my family. And don't forget, Jesus commanded it. Love your enemies and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. We're not supposed to be out there on the internet slinging poo. I know we have lots of enemies and there's lots of evil people. I get that, but we have all been born evil into this world. And if it wasn't for God's grace and mercy, sending his son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, in God's eyes, we're all just as bad. So it's only because of the grace of God that we have the Lord to begin with. So pray for your enemies. Oh, and I almost forgot. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast on Apple. It's on the Apple Podcast. All right, don't forget. And I'm on there as Truth Hunters Show, Lindley Yaz. It's also being pushed through my website. So if you just want to go to my website and you want to listen to my podcast and subscribe to the website, you can do that. Thank you so much. Search everything out for yourself, you guys. You've got to start digging for the truth. Don't just believe everything you're told or everything you read or everything you hear. Search the scriptures, because then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.